He was a great manager, the boy said. My father thinks he was the greatest.
Because he came here the most times, the old man said. If DeRocher had continued to come here each year, your father would think him the greatest manager.
Who is the greatest manager, really, Luque or Mike Gonzalez?
I think they are equal.
And the best fisherman is you.
No, I know others better.
Que va, the boy said. There are many good fishermen and some great ones, but there is only you.
Thank you. You make me happy.
I hope no fish will come along so great that he will prove us wrong.
There is no such fish if you are still strong as you say.
I may not be as strong as I think, the old man said, but I know many tricks, and I have resolution.
You ought to go to bed now so that you will be fresh in the morning.
I will take the things back to the terrace.
Good night, then. I will wake you in the morning.
You're my alarm clock, the boy said.
Age is my alarm clock, the old man said.
Why do old men wake so early? Is it to have one longer day?
I don't know, the boy said. All I know is that young boys sleep late and hard.
I can remember it, the old man said.
I'll waken you in time.
I do not like for him to waken me. It is as though I were inferior.
I know.
Sleep well, old man. The boy went out. They had eaten with no light on the table, and the old man took off his trousers and went to bed in the dark. He rolled his trousers up to make a pillow, putting the newspaper inside them. He rolled himself in the blanket and slept on the other old newspapers that covered the springs of the bed. He was asleep in a short time, and he dreamed of Africa when he was a boy, and the long golden beaches and the white beaches, so white they hurt your eyes, and the high capes and the great brown mountains. He lived along that coast now every night, and in his dreams he heard the surf roar and saw the native boats come riding through it. He smelled the tar and oakum of the deck as he slept, and he smelled the smell of Africa that the land breeze brought at morning. Usually, when he smelled the land breeze, he woke up and dressed to go and wake the boy. But tonight the smell of the land breeze came very early, and he knew it was too early in his dream, and went on dreaming to see the white peaks of the islands rising from the sea, and then he dreamed of the different harbors and roadsteads of the Canary Islands. He no longer dreamed of storms, nor of women, nor of great occurrences, nor of great fish, nor fights, nor contests of strength, nor of his wife. He only dreamed of places now, and of the lions on the beach. They played like young cats in the dusk, and he loved them as he loved the boy. He never dreamed about the boy. He simply woke, looked out the open door at the moon, and unrolled his trousers and put them on. He urinated outside the shack, and then went up the road to wake the boy. He was shivering with the morning cold, but he knew he would shiver himself warm, and that soon he would be rowing.